Today is Friday, November the 8th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is a show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I've been catching up on Pod is My Co-Pilot. Hi, Taylor. I know you listen, but I know you binge, so it might be a couple of weeks from now that you hear this. But anyway, I just talked to Taylor, like, less than a week ago. But anyway, so I was listening to that and I was binging because I also binge podcasts. And first of all, they talked about the fact that I apologize for everything. So I want to start off today's episode with a lovely apology because that's how I am. That's how I roll. Anyway, so what I want to apologize for, and Gary, bless his heart, Gary always listens like right away, or unless he's at IKEA, I think he must listen when he gets home or something. But I get a message on Twitter last night from Gary that he said, Adam, you didn't post that Wednesday show. I don't know how he talks. I don't know why I'm trying to do a Gary, like I don't have a Southern accent anyway. But anyway, so his voice is a little bit lower than me, right? So I have a drawl, but not that low drawl like he has. So anyway, so I imagine that's what his Twitter voice sounded like. And he says, you didn't post your Wednesday show. So I went back and looked, and I had Wednesdays in my podcatcher. I use Pocket Cast on my phone, and it was there. And so I went to, because the way I post episodes is I use WordPress, and there's a plugin. I used to do it. I've done it millions of different ways in the 12 years I've been podcasting, or however long I've been podcasting. But now I use it's easier than manually, like, edit. I used to manually edit an RSS feed is what I used to do. But now I do it all in WordPress. And there's a plugin called PowerPress. And you just do like a normal blog post like you would in WordPress. Oh, I'm burping Taco Bell. But anyway, you do a blog post and then you have a media attachment and you just give it a link to the, you know, to the MP3, and it creates the RSS feed. And so I do that. Well, the way I do it is I clone, to make it even easier, I clone or I copy the previous days. I delete all the stuff from the previous day and I add the new information. There's some, you know, template type stuff that I leave exactly the same. And so I apparently had copied that, but not updated everything correctly. And so it updated the one from Tuesday to be the one for Wednesday or something like that. I don't know. I'm still kind of trying to figure out exactly what happened. So some of you had Wednesday's episode in your feed, and some of you had Tuesday's episode in your feed, but no Wednesday episode. I tried to fix it by reposting Tuesdays, but then Gary says, Adam, I still don't have Wednesdays. Anyway, so I gave him the link directly to Wednesdays, which is on the website, geekygay.com, by the way. But anyway, all that said, I may post one tomorrow that's like a, I don't even remember what episode number Wednesday was, but I may repost one tomorrow that's, let's see, Wednesday, I think that's episode 246. I'll have to confirm that, but I may do like a 246A and post that on Saturday just so that anyone who didn't get the file in their feed will get it. So some of you may have Tuesday's episode twice and not a, anyway. That is, but you know, I didn't really have any content for today anyway, so there you go. You get that. Now, other than that, I was listening to Pod as My Co-Pilot, and I want to say, any of you that listen to Pod as My Co-Pilot, when my name is mentioned on there, I feel like celebrities are mentioning my name. So I know Taffy doesn't listen to my show, but Taylor, you can you know, you can tell her I said this. When my name gets mentioned on Pod as my co-pilot, I'm like, ooh, it's like I was mentioned on TV or something. It's crazy. When Big Fatty uses me on his show, it's like nothing. But, you know, when I'm on Pod as my co-pilot and I'm mentioned, you know, I feel special. So yeah, all I've done since I recorded yesterday is the same thing as usual. I watched, last night was reality TV show night in our themed night. So we watched The Mask. Are any of you watching The Mask? I've seen so many reviews of that show where people say, oh, it's the most horrible show, Bob, but I think it's pretty good. You know, I mean, I like the concept of trying to guess who it is and see if you can be right. And yeah, some of them can't sing, but I mean, just being able to guess, like, oh, I think this is, you know, Patti LaBelle, because everyone, Patti LaBelle has not been one of these singers yet. Although, you know, you imagine that at some point it's going to be Patti LaBelle, right? But they always think it's Patti LaBelle or Sherry Shepherd. Or there are many others that, you know, and I won't tell you who the one, we watched two episodes last night, and if anybody watches it, I'm not going to spoil you, like, who they were, but we watched that, and it's really fun. I mean, it's something you can be doing something else, you know, cooking or whatever. I didn't want to cook last night, and as I've just been horrible on my diet, as usual, I know I'm always talking about my diet, Gary. But I'm going to talk about it again. I'm not going to apologize, Taylor. I am not doing a diet right now, apparently. I didn't want to cook last night. And so we went to Panda Express. And I'm not a huge fan of Panda Express. Like, normally I like to go to P.F. Chang's or even Payway is better, I find, than Panda, but Mark likes Panda for some reason. And so I was like, hey, let's go to Panda. I don't hate it. So I'm like, hey, let's go to Panda, because we've done every other kind of fast food and I just wanted something different. And I got they have a honey sesame chicken that's out right now. And it's really good. It's really good. And then they have a honey fire or a sweet fire chicken. And it's also really good. And then I got chow mein because I love a noodle. I'm a big fan of the noodles over the rice. I mean, I like rice, but if I have a choice between a noodle and a rice, I'm generally going to pick the noodle. The only thing I don't like is in chow mein or any of those lo mein or chow mein or garlic noodles that you get at, you know, other places, they always want to add all these other, like, cabbage or, you know, green onions or, like, other things. I just want the noodles and the sauce. Like, I like vegetables, but I don't want any vegetables mixed up in my noodles. Like, you can give me veggies on the side and I'll eat those, but I just want when I bite into a noodle, I want that chewy, noodly texture, and I don't want, like, a cabbage texture mixed in there. So I'm always fishing through and, like, trying to find just the noodle so I can get a bite of noodle. Finally, last night, I just gave up and I was just eating noodle, cabbage, whatever else was in there all together. But it was a less than experience than I would have liked. If I have a choice normally, like, we have a place called Mama Foo's that I'm not really sure. They're a mixture of, like, Thai, Chinese, you know, maybe a little bit of Japanese. They have a lot of different dishes on there, but they have a noodle, an egg noodle as an option, and you can say no veggies. And so I really like that because I can get the egg noodles. You know, maybe we'll do that tonight. Although we did have Chinese last night. Anyway, so we did that. We watched The Voice, which I'm not really missing Adam Levine. I don't know if anyone else watches The Voice, but I felt like Adam was getting very negative, especially in the last two seasons. And there was one season, I don't know if anybody else watches The Voice, where he literally threw one of his own contestants under the bus and was like, America, you can vote for this other one. And then I was just amazed that he, like, threw his own contestant under the bus. Like, oh, you don't have to vote for her. I don't remember exactly what he said, but anyway, so I don't really miss him on there. I really like Kelly Clarkson and Blake. And apparently Joe Jonas is going to join. Is it Joe or Nick? Nick Jonas. One of the Jonas brothers is going to join next season in the place of Gwen. And so I'm excited to see if he's very good. But anyway, Taylor Swift was the mentor last night. I mean, I'm okay with Taylor Swift, but I don't love her like everybody else does, but I'm all right with her. So we watched that, and then today at work, it was just more spreadsheet-a-palooza, which, again, made me feel very calm and didn't have any meetings or anything like that, so today went very well. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Bye, everyone. By the way, you may get an extra episode on Saturday. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.